You would turn to the prayer of confession printed in the order of worship. There are two things that will discourage a person from learning how to talk. One is criticism, and the other is absence or silence. When we're children, we have a need, actually, to learn to speak and to verbalize what's true. But oftentimes, because of the way our family is structured, we learn that there are things not to talk about. Or, because there's no response to what we talk about, we learn not to talk at all. Those are two things you do not get with God. God not only welcomes what we have to say, but is attentive to it and encourages us to talk about what we have to say. So if you think of that, remembering that confession is about talking to God about what you are, what's true, I invite you to a time of having an honest conversation with God about the person you are in the moment. The printed prayer is there for us to say together. More importantly, in the silence that follows, talk to God about yourself personally right now. Let us join in the printed prayer. Gracious God, I do not usually notice what enters my field of vision. As a result, I rarely pay attention to what enters my field. This is true outwardly and is especially true inwardly. I see passively. The issue I face is that I do not know I do so. I am blind to the way I see, and so I believe I see all there is to be seen. In truth, I see the surface of what is there to be seen. I see one-dimensionally. This is true of me is understanding, since seeing in this way is what I was taught. What I need is to see that I am seeing in this way when I am. For this I turn to you, the one who gives sight, insight, and perception. Allow me to notice and look at the way I see. Help me begin to see more actively by allowing me to notice when I am seeing passively, by letting me recognize how blind I am usually. On my own, I will tend to see what I want to be true or think should be true, but not what is true. Let there be some silence. Most of us do not listen within, because when we do so, what we encounter is a criticism of what we discover. It takes a bit of effort to recognize that as having nothing to do with God and everything to do with whoever raised us. God is very interested in what lies inside us and always welcomes it and encourages us to disclose it. In other words, the things that you think are wrong with you aren't. The things that you think are bad about you aren't. the ways that you think you missed a mark actually turn out to be another mark that you are being invited to hit. Or briefly, your sins are always forgiven. Amen.